Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to a very special, profound, revelatory, humbling, awe-inspiring moment. Thank you for following your heart and joining us right here, right now. And as we are coming to you live right here from Wate Cafe, I think we're going to go turn off the fountain because I feel like I'm competing with it. And we have our beautiful heater going on right here. And you can see some of our beautiful indigenous pieces. This is one of our little sacred altars here and the beautiful spiraling lamps. And right behind that, that is actually, let's see if I can, there it is. That is actually an original Incan pot. That is the real thing. And that was found right here on this property. And so welcome to one of truly my favorite places after what has been a day of magic and up-level energy. And there is so much to talk about tonight and so much happening. And before we go any further, I just want to give a big shout out to all of you that are joining us, whether you're over at YouTube, at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube, or the official Sri and Kira YouTube. Thank you for being here and supporting each other. Really, it's such a great community. You guys are in their chat and really able to have that beautiful community connection. And of course, going on over at bbsradio.com, where you can pick us up on audio, on video. And of course, you can call in on our 800 number over there, but get in early. So here's that number. Write it down. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You listen to the show while you hold. Get in there. And over at Oneness Talk Radio, mwah, we love you all. And again, you can call in over there. That call board is filling up pretty fast. 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500. And everyone, I want to just invite you right now to bring your hand to your heart and really breathe into the power of this moment, the power that has brought you to this moment. You know, we have been in this unfolding energy of October, and I want to bring this up and share it with you again. This is, once again, the October up-level calendar that you're staring at. And as you will see, here we are today on the 13th. And you notice the way the pillars are on the calendar. There's the pillars of the temple and about how those pillars are kind of like we're coming into that middle part of that. And today is very much a moment that's bridging this entire week, because Friday, this Friday, the 16th, is not only a super new moon up level, as you are gazing out there, it is also the beginning of the Mercury retrograde, which is this huge mirror of divine illumination. And so as you are gazing at the calendar, let us first and foremost remember that the energy of October is visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, meaning that we are becoming ever more adept at being able to harness and call in everything that we need to be able to expand through this moment. And this Friday is really going to ignite that. Now, what is even more profound is that that will take us to the 31st, which you see is the void on the calendar, because starting on the 17th is Navaratri. So we go into this divine mirror, this divine, incredible galactic cosmic mirror, this amplified energy of this Mercury retrograde that's going to carry you through early December. So wherever you are, it's going to carry you through early December, where it's going to have its own amplitude. But what's going to happen even more is that as Navaratri comes in, the divine feminine between the 17th and the 26th, the divine feminine is going to be dancing, is going to be being known. And the presence of the divine feminine needs to be heard during this time and not compromised. this is going to be very powerful because it's going to bring us to the 26th. And then we have those 4 days, perfect balance, 27, 28, 29, and 30, to stand ready that on the day of the 31st, the day outside of time, we are able to, from the sun up and the sun down, wherever you are living, completely disconnect from the technology for the day, be in silence, and simply be a presence holder. Take your day out of time from sun up to sun down. You can do whatever you want before and after. Give our planet a moment of your attention. And today, the planet came forward and said, I know you are listening, in a way that was incredibly surprising. And, you know, I want to share with you that I feel like this day has been building up. Yesterday, Monday, I was very honored to be a featured interview on the show Intuitive You. And it was a live show. And I guess because I'm in the middle of this incredible up-level mastery experience with the incredible group of beings that are here that are going to be sharing the show with me in just a minute and with my beloved husband, maybe it was that. Maybe it was the fact that we were connecting with the pyramid attunements here and the temple, the weekend with our Kanyari brethren. But she really got me in rare form. And I said a lot of things that I normally don't say on the air. And I really encourage you to go connect with that show. And a great place to find it is over in YouTube at the Oneness Talk radio station. Go to the Oneness Talk radio. Oneness Talk radio YouTube station and watch yesterday's episode of Intuitive You with Abby Gooch. The conversation she and I dive into is a conversation that needs to be had, so much so that I had today not happened, I was actually going to rebroadcast that show as tonight's episode of Soul Mirrors because it became that important. So I really encourage you to make a note and watch that show. So why did even that get preempted? Because it's important what was shared during Abby's show. It is because of what happened today. We are at a moment of rising consciousness. And I want to show you the ascended numerology once more for October, because when you look at the ascended numerology for October, when you pay attention to the fact that the retrograde that is coming right up is a 7. Do you see that? So this retrograde, October 16, 2020, is a 7. Well, when you gaze at the body, the 7, you see that it's the very top, it's your vision. And so this Mercury retrograde is so important, because what are you willing to see and what are you willing to do about it? What are you really willing to see? The truth is out there. This is a month about the truth. The truth is coming. And before I go any further, and before I say anything else about what happened today, I really want to bring in my beautiful husband, Sri Ramka. And so what I'm going to do right now is, this is very cool, is I bet I can actually show him coming in. Yeah, there he is. Here he comes. All right, everybody wave. You're all on camera. You're all live. There we are. All right, Sri, we just had Sri Ramka. You guys are still on camera. These are the people. These are the ones that were with us when this miracle happened today. This has been an incredible moment. And so I'm going to go ahead and switch that video back, because you're going to be seeing more from these beautiful beings in just a moment. And here we are. Look at our little intimate, cozy cafe. Where's my vino, right, guys? I'm like, hey, look, Sri. Isn't it, welcome to Tapas Hour.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be lovely after
Let
our day?
Let me intoxicate you.
You already do. You already do. You know that. So speaking of being intoxicated, right? Talking about the expansion of now and diving in and saying, yes, I think we should start talking about what happened today.
And
what happened today was one of those things you could never plan. You would never think of. It was outside the boundaries of time and space. It was caught on video, and we have made a short film for you. We invite you to call in and ask your questions and share your comments. Because this 13th of October, and it's been building 10-10, 10-11, 10-12 yesterday when we were up in the temple again yesterday here at Tosa Blue Mountain, today going to Chobshi, tomorrow we're going to go back up to the temple, building up to the Friday night ceremony. It's a massive moment for humanity. And if you're tracking with us, then what's happening here is affecting you. And this is why we want to share it with you first. So we're going to take over in real time, Sri. Let's share.
Well, absolutely. Because this time we're in here in October is sort of like a polishing of the booster rocket we got in September. You know, September pushed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were pushed outside their comfort zone. A lot of people
the 12 days is one.
Healed the edges of the comfort zone and have found a new spaciousness, but we're continuing to get into the rarefied realms even further. And so here we are in October with a beautiful group of beings who, whenever a beautiful group of beings gather, there is another magnification. We're amplifying each other.
You know, and we just had the Cosmic Origins group here, and massive things happened with that group. And what happened today up-leveled that. I mean, everything is up-leveling that quickly. And that's part of, I think, what you're talking about is, can you keep up with it? Are you even wanting to keep up with it? Because it's not easy to keep up with, guys.
Well, it demands that we continue to say yes. It is very easy to be off in the diversions. Mm-hmm. The diversions could be emotional interactions. They could be technological distractions. I'm talking about media and whatever else you like to play with. And what happens is we're bubbling, but our attention is elsewhere, and thereby we do not receive the full benefits of the opportunity. We still get lifted, but we also get jostled. Whereas when we are bubbling and we are present, we can work with the energy. We can bring the energy forward in a way that informs us, that lifts us, that expands us, and we get the maximum benefit from it. So I guess the bottom line is we're called to presence this month in a new way.
And because it's that 6 days as one, instead of the 12 days as one, there's a spaciousness. And so today, for the first time, we went back to Chobshi. And remember the last time we went to Chobshi, that's when the miracle of him opening the case and letting us hold the artifact and the connection with the creation of all of that, that did not happen again today. I mean, that was really a one-time event. But what did happen today was that we were very, very blessed that we've become really good friends with the curator of this energy of this area, who's so open and so beautiful and so really available for the greater context of everything, that he started taking us off the beaten track. And it would be like, well, here, cut through the bushes here. And I kid you not, right? You're walking through a field where suddenly there's all this amazing stuff that you would never know. Even though this is a public area with its pathways, there are these hidden trails. And we were very blessed to be a part of that.
And one of the things I delighted in is that he pointed to these mounds of rocks.
So gorgeous.
Now there's all of this, it looks like wheat, but it's not. All these plants are growing.
Remember,
and vines are growing.
This is like, you'll hear me say this in the movie. This is like Indiana Jones. Like, we've been out with our machetes. This stuff is pure. The energy is vital because it hasn't been trampled.
So these mounds of rocks, a lot of them were pretty well covered with vegetation.
Yeah.
So they're stones that were stacked in a roughly a pyramid shape. And there was an energy coming from them.
Profound.
And he said, these are the libraries. Now, it's more than the cosmic library. These are the stories and of the lineage of the people. And he said, for example, when a child was born, they would find a rock. And they would talk about the birth, and they would talk about the life and the soul that has come forward, and that rock would be placed on the pile. So they're infusing information into each rock. When there was a marriage, when there was a special event, when
they would build these,
an eclipse or something
happened
in the sky, and they would place the rocks. And so periodically, when the families would gather, one of the elders, usually the father of the family, would take a rock and say, okay, now this one represents,
and they would read
and
the
they
story,
would tell the story.
And they would pass this on through the lineage and the lineage. It was just so beautiful.
So for the people that came later in the millennia, we see a pile of rocks. To those that were there, These are the records of their legacy.
These are their libraries. This is the lineage holders.
Talk about a literal touchstone.
Yes.
That you touch the stone and you remember the event and share it orally, and the traditions get shared. So it was a fabulous new way for me. It was something I had never seen in other cultures.
And here's what's so beautiful is that little did we know then, you know, these stones, very much like here at Tosa Blue Mountain, when our beautiful Kinyari brethren were with us this past weekend, and hopefully you saw all that during our show, Sri and Kira Live on Sunday. These stones speak to you. They really do. And we're at such a high frequency that even those that don't normally hear or see are able to. And this is part of what happened today, is that after we connected with those storytelling stones, you know, after we were all really able to connect with them, and you really do hear and feel the vibration, things started getting amplified at a way that we have not experienced in Chobshi before. We really have not.
As we were walking to this very special site, we all were feeling how the vibration was lifting.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. It was emanating around us.
It was tangible.
And then we would find another ruin, a ruin meaning certain rocks that were put together in an order with deliberate placement, and the energy would lift up further.
And I think it's important and valuable to note that we also first went to the Black Cave. And this is the Black Cave where, you know, you may recall that when Sri first went to Chobshi the very first time, and this is important to know when we show you the short film, the very first time I was in a tub, I couldn't go. I couldn't even go. I was here in a tub, actually unable to move. And turned out that when Sri sent me the first picture of the Black Cave was just when I had completed an ensoulment that I was trying to get to him. And by the time it got to him, he was all the way at the Kinyari. There's this beautiful Kinyari home. It's very, very old. And he was standing in the middle of there when he received and read that. And so two things I think that are important to note about today, because there really was like a progression. Mm-hmm. When we first went to the Black Cave, two of the people that are here tonight and are going to talk about it that had been with us when we first opened the Black Cave are back now. That is no accident that those two are here. And that we were able to, the four of us in perfect balance, Sri and I and these two other beautiful beings, walk right in as gatekeepers, and the energy was still there. Mm-hmm. It was so different than the last time we had been there. It had held. And when we were there today, the first of a lot of confirmations happened because we were there with our guide. And one of the things that the guide said was, well, you know, this cave has been filled up and it was very, very deep, and we really don't know how deep it goes. And of course, that was one of the things that came through in the ensoulment the last time when we opened the cave. So it was very validating.
There are some very profound chambers under there that go deep into the earth.
Right, because it's the Ascended Master's abode.
The other thing I want to share with you is, Kira and I have had the blessing of having traveled worldwide to many sacred sites.
Many.
From the pyramids to Glastonbury, to the crop circles, to the temples of Angkor Wat and more.
Bhutan, India, Myanmar, Cambodia.
This unassuming field.
Oh my gosh.
Is carrying a frequency higher than any of them.
All of them. I mean, combined.
And one of our beautiful participants said, This is more potent than the Great Pyramid.
And she was with us at the Great Pyramid.
Yeah, and yes, it is.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we're really humbled by is that right here at the equator, in an unassuming,
very unassuming,
not registered as one of the wonders of the world,
is
a wonder of the world.
Well, and I love this. So, and it's in a little area called Shabalula.
Yeah.
And when we were with Hernan, our beloved one that we just adore, who was walking us through here, he said, you know, they all say that Shambhala is in the Gobi Desert, but this is Shabalula. And he looked at me and I just bowed and agreed that this is Shambhala. That most certainly, you know, we've been hinting about it. And then we talked to him about how I've reversed age all these years so quickly, and about how my body quickly is just revitalizing. And then he was so in like harmony with that, that after we had this profound, beyond amazing experience that we're all going to talk about in just a moment and show you a video of, He gave each one of our beautiful, beloved journeyers healing herbs from right there, from right where this experience had happened, because he knew they had been through a profound energetic experience and wanted them to be able to really anchor it. And he was taking beautiful eucalyptus leaves and all these other beautiful medicinal plants. And he would walk up to a wall and go, here, eat this, really, eat this, taste this. And we're all like, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's delicious. Tastes like a fruit, you know? And so it was such a synergy. And as I'm sure our beautiful beings here will share with you, he witnessed without judgment in a seventh dimensional container. So of course he could hold that energy because he was without judgment, because we were standing in a true seventh dimensional container, and you'll see everything in the video. He witnessed that. And he asked one of our beautiful beings that was with us, why were you crying after you had touched the stones? And she said, because I had touched them, I heard my mother. And he really was so happy to hear that. There was no judgment. There was no surprise. It was, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. And so it was really an incredible moment.
Absolutely. And one of the things that seems to be a common thread amongst especially the more rural residents of Ecuador, the indigenous and the descendants of the indigenous, is there is a lesser amount of ego governance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, they're just mm-hmm. living their lives, raising their plants. Yeah. And when we come in, and we might, in the US, we could be considered a little woo and weird.
You mean just in the US?
In developed countries, we are outside the norm. However,
and we used to be so norm. That's what's so funny.
It is funny.
So norm.
Yeah, no, I spent 20 years as a management consultant.
I know,
working
even,
with Microsoft.
Right?
And
don't
other
even
firms.
Want to go there. Don't you want to go there?
Anyway,
love it.
Cut to now.
Cut to now, please.
Is that the people that we interact with? Well, some of them have very quote unquote conventional beliefs. They are open.
They're open
to the sincerity they feel when we are sharing with them.
Because they're all heart based.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you heard on over the weekend, right? You heard the heart. And tonight we're going to get ready in just a moment to show you a little film. And it's about 9.5 minutes. And all of you that are here, if you want to see it, you're going to have to like come crunch up and watch it over here.
Well, maybe walk around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can walk around and all gather. This film, I went ahead again, and in the pieces where there was not any speaking, I did once again insert the live music that was played by our Kanyari brothers last Saturday, 10:10, right here, because you feel it. And because this, what happened today, we were in another ancient settlement. Even though Shambhalula is right next to Chobshi, it is much older, much, much, much older. And when we first arrived there, he said, you know, this was an old observatory. And that's very true. However, it was much more than that. So we're going to go ahead and roll the film. And
you
then when we come back,
or
yeah,
some of you can, and yeah, then we can play it again.
And
later
we will definitely play it again later. And remember, you want to get into those phone lines, because when we're done with this, we're going to start opening up those phone lines as well. And we're going to start sharing more of the really magical stories that came through. That's why we want to share this with you in real time so you can see it. And remember, if you want to get in the queue, it is 888-627-6008 or 517-208-1500. Come on in, guys. You can be seen. They're all being shy. Come on. Everybody scooch over more. So we can come in over here next to Sri. Remember, you just want to be able to see our screen. All right. These are all the wonderful people that you're going to talk to later. And all right, guys, let's watch this film.
We're going to play this film for you. Let me make it a little bigger.
There we are.
And here we go. Thank you.
weeks in there before they were ready to enter the chamber. And just even getting into that room was an accomplishment. And then after that, so you would be in there and you would, it was like self-regulated versus the integrity of your own being. And then when you would enter this chamber, it was like an energy field right here that even if you thought you were ready, if you weren't ready, you wouldn't get in. And when you went in, and that's why it's like, you've got to look up. It was like you were instantaneously, imagine if you were in the 0 point moment of your soul's experience, the all that you are, the all that you are, no separation, no illusion, no lies, just the all that you are. And then when you came out, the final moment was in this tiny little space where this beautiful cosmic grandmother who sits in the seventh dimension. So if you were still in the third or even the fifth dimension, you would never see her. You would come in here to just sit and receive and reflect until you were ready to leave again and go out into the world with action, to take the action. And if you were worthy, meaning if you had said yes to the ascension, you would receive a message from her. And she was kept a secret. And there was a code. There was like a keeper at the gate. And so when you came out, everyone was asked the same question. And based on how you answered it, it was known whether or not you were a temple keeper. Because the temple keepers were the ones who she spoke with. But she was always here. Whether she spoke with you or not was when you were ready. And she's just wanting to be heard. And because she's still here and it's hurting me. I'm actually in a lot of pain. And she's telling me this whole story of long ago when the star people came. And they found these people of the land of clay, these people of clay that were so filled with awe. And that what they were missing was the awareness of what it is they were awestruck by. And this was how the seed of creation began. And that this, we are in sacred, this whole area. And they're showing me like a huge, like on that artifact, they're showing me the big circle and the little circle and the dot. This is the dot. This is the dot. And the circle around it is Inkapurka. And the third circle is where we are at Tosa Blue Mountain. And they said the three have to rise together. Wow. I haven't been around anything this powerful in a long time. Like for me, the experience is that we've been walking in the jungle for days and just hacked our machetes up to this unknown temple for the first time. And aren't we blessed that it is so pure? It is not, it has not been destroyed. And there's, this is more than just, yes, in the 3D world, it was very much a galactic observatory, but this was much more than that based upon the being who stood in the center. And the energy is still here.
Yeah, galactic observatory.
It's very much
a galactic. Cosmic heritage.
Exactly. And what a better place. I'm feeling, I know we're all feeling like you feel at least 22 feet tall and you can feel the divine galactic blueprint and really experience this blessing of one world and our deep connection, our deep cosmic connection that is undeniable if we allow it. And if we're ready to listen, they all have secrets. And they're all willing to share to those who are just willing to listen. You know, it's just, are you willing to listen? They just want to be heard. They just want to be heard. And they talk a lot. They're quite beautiful. That's all I can say. Thank you. Very beautiful.
So long white hair.
So she's... got very long white hair, but it's not gray. It's always been white. She wanted me to make sure you knew that. And it's very, very, I mean, it's just like long, long, long. And she's wearing this beautiful, it's like a poncho cape, white with this blue, I could probably draw it, symbology all over it. And she says, I adopt this for those who would understand me this way. But then she's standing and she's taking it off, and all I'm seeing is crystalline white. Like literally like a sheet of Linga, like just a pillar of light with these beautiful, like the color of the sky, blue energy beams that would be like eyes. And this soft, almost to me, it feels like the wave of the trees is a smile. And that's the true illumination. And she's showing me that when you're in here, it's she who's opening the window for you. So she opens the window. I didn't know that. That's why she wanted me to show you how it works. And she said, while you are reading that which calls to your mind, we are witnessing that which is your heart. And it's really a moment of worthiness. Not as far as, and I don't want to use that word, it's a wrong word. Maybe it's just a moment of that level of surrender that opens that zero agenda, zero me energy, just I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. Wow, now she's showing me like, wow. So it's like a whole kaleidoscope. And you can see the kaleidoscope and all the different windows and portals. And then she says, look at the sky. Just look up. Just look up and notice what it's calling to you. Right there. The mouth, the flame, the spiraling, very similar to like our other day. And then she's just coming right back down, assuming form. Where she sits here, like a, and they used to call this, they would never know how this was illuminated. This didn't need any lanterns because, you know, this was all closed. So it didn't need any lanterns. They didn't know where the light was coming from. And it was her. And so it was the ones who, she's saying the ones who could adjust to the light were the ones who saw it. And then they're the ones who were just fascinated by the light that received their meditations. This is a very powerful, it's like a sanctuary of light, like un santuario de luz. And I didn't know that.
Repetir, por favor.
Yeah, no, he's like, well, you know. I'm like, no, I didn't.
Se dice que Shabaluna significa casa del reluciente.
Oh, yes.
Casa de luz.
Hi. So they're all sitting here altered, which is why they're still here. And so, you know, while you guys are all here, since we have just finished seeing the little film, is there anything any of you want to share before we ask you more specific questions after seeing the film again? Okay. All right. So we're going to have them go sit down.
Be mindful.
We'll take some callers first, because I bet they're able to talk right now. And that is telling you exactly what happened today. I don't know how Sri and I are actually doing a live show right now. I can tell you that right now. We have absolutely no idea. And so Sri, why don't we walk over here to BBS? And
BBS, we have some callers. It looks like
we have a first timer.
If I'm spelling it right, I'm sorry.
Okay, I wanted to start here. Okay, I guess not. So, hi, no problem at all, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. I'm so glad I was able to get through. It's really a real time miracle for me.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. We're so happy you did too.
Yes, and we're just, you know, me and my daughter are kind of really love both of your teachings. So we are so grateful for empowering us really to be the masters of this timeline. We are just really honored and humbled for your service to all of us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to meet you.
Yeah. So I just would like to request a mini soul reading, if that would be possible.
Well, of course, my love. And, you know, first and foremost, I just want to share with you that as Sri and I are connecting with you, and as you have joined us on such a sacred and special night, and that you have gotten through, there is this massive master energy. And it's very, very strong, very strong. It stands behind you almost in like what looks like a warrior stance. And two, not one staff, two, one in each hand, and standing there very, very stout and staring at you and wearing this very interesting hat. And the message that's coming in around you is saying right now, you are ready now to remain steadfast, and you are ready now to go further. For the mind has relaxed through the confirmation you have been seeking. Now open your hand and we shall guide you to the next step. And so it is. And thank you, my love, for being here now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you, honey.
Many blessings. Bye.
Bye, honey. Many blessings. So, you know, Shreya, I want to share that before we go to more callers or perhaps our beautiful studio audience, that we didn't share everything that happened today yet. No. You know, and so what you saw in that movie was when, I don't even really remember it, when I was just watching that movie right now, I was literally going, oh yeah, that's right. There's a whole lot more that got downloaded during that moment. But one of the things that happened was the revelation of the name of the being that was there, the connection with that being. I mean, there's a lot that happened. And so one of the things that I think would be lovely is whenever these kind of events happened, and you know, it started when we went right to the Black Cave. Yeah. We went to the Black Cave and it was like an immediate, like, wow, this is not the same. And look who came, guys. Murali's here. And so when we went to the Black Cave, you and I were both like, wow, this is different.
Right.
It held. Right. I mean, it really held.
Well, one of the impressions is that the Chobshi site had a veil of dormancy on it some months ago. And as we walked the land, it's like with each footprint, there was an illuminated response. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the cave, it was beginning to show itself.
Right.
And I'm talking about some months ago when we first went.
Right.
And what we observed as we just went back is it's open and radiating. And that the frequency, when I first went there 6 months ago, I always track frequencies.
Right.
It was not radiating.
Remember, this is where he went, sent me a picture and went, nothing here.
I said, not much going on.
And then wound up down where that picture you just saw of me standing right where Sri received the first ensoulment. And what's so powerful is that this has also held as we have been opening more of Tosa Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
And that I really feel it's because more and more of Tosa Blue Mountain keeps anchoring because the Kenyari have come here and anchored. And then today in the solar, in this beautiful cosmic observatory, we receive the information about Tosa Blue Mountain, the temple of light here, about the sanctuary of light where we were today, yeah, and about Ingapirca. I mean, it's powerful, guys.
Well, and also the Black Cave has some very specific lineage holders,
yes,
associated with it.
Yes.
And when those women arrived, all of a sudden, everything, the experience shifted.
Yeah, big time. Big time. So it's just been a really profound day. We have a lot more to share and a lot more that happened on behalf of humanity. And really, I would love to ask our beautiful guys, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to go ahead. And here we come. We are changing the camera. So here's the question. And I know you all have something to share. And of course, Merlin's in there too. So when you were in the Black Cave, let's first go to Patty. Let's go to you because you were there. You were one, you and Cherry sitting together right there. Both of you wave, people, so they know who you are. Cherry and Patty were with us the day we opened the cave. What did you notice as we approached the cave from when the first time you had been there?
I'll go. What I noticed definitely as we were walking on that path toward it, this huge wave of love energy came toward me. And I could see the colors, and I was just like, oh, different, totally different than the first time. the first time I didn't feel anything till you opened the portal. And then we stepped in that portal, that huge activation, and then went into the crystalline city, the abode. And this time it was so evident as I was walking to it, and the whole thing was glowing. It's so beautiful. And just, it was like a welcome home. And I went straight into that abode.
Yeah, you really did. How about you, Cherry? What did you notice?
I actually feel lighter. And I do, the message I was getting is welcome home.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a welcoming energy this time. Last time I was, I feel like I was apologizing for taking so long. But this time it's like, thank you, I mean, for coming back.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And Alma Ross, since you're sitting there at Merlin, you were the one that after connecting, after we had the ensoulment and the messages come through at the beautiful sanctuary of light, the observatory, you were the one that after you and I were hugging and you were sharing your tears, you were the one that Hernan asked about. And so how was that experience? What did you notice today?
I approached with honor and respect. And I found that there was a small hole, like a window, that I put my head all the way in.
Mm.
And I said the affirmation, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And I heard the intuitive message, welcome, Star Daughter.
Mm.
I have been with you. I will be healing with you. I will always be with you.
Yeah.
And it just brought me to tears because I felt this communion with the Divine Mother. And so it was just, I can't even explain it because it doesn't represent the feeling, the wordless word, the soundless sound.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful, but the tears came, the heart opened, my heart opened so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Corey, how about you? How was your experience there today?
My experience was, I just felt like I grew like 100 times in my spirit. And then it was almost like a cosmic climax is the only word I have, because it was just like, my body couldn't even handle it really. It just started, you know, twitching. And then I offered my heart, an open heart as an offering. And then I was shown just all this light emanating, and I felt that, and I watched it expand out around the planet. And it was profound, and it was like missing time. You know, when I opened my eyes, it was like, I didn't know where I was. And it was amazing. The place is so powerful. No gift.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Gabriella, I was so grateful that you became our record keeper, and you really helped jot down some of the things that didn't get written down. How was that for you? How was the experience for you? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. My experience when I was there and I was touching the stones and I leaned my head against the wall was, I felt almost like a sort of embrace and a love. And I felt very warm and tingly in the back of my head. And I remember just hearing, this is why you came.
Mm.
And that was it for me. It just was very powerful.
Thank you for sharing. We feel that. We really do.
Yeah.
Jeanette, would you like to share, sweetheart?
Just a small bit. It was very profound, incredibly profound. Huge heart opening. Lots of downloading of information. It was an incredibly beautiful experience.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Well, you know, we're going to turn the camera back now. And I think y'all can tell just by the beautiful, loving, excuse me. I stopped our video. There we are. All right. There we are. I think they used to put up those little dancing signs, you know, technical difficulties, the dancing popcorn or whatever. And so I think you can tell by the way we're all feeling right now. I want to share a word with you. And so one of the things that happened, and I just want to share with all of you, and then we'll go to some of our callers as well, is that there was the name of that of this beautiful being, the beautiful one with the really long white hair and the white. And when I connected with the video myself, I was able to really start calling in everything else that I remember around her. But right as we were leaving, and this is why I was sharing with Gabriella a moment earlier, I'm so grateful she became our record keeper. And it turns out that Cherry does have a video of this moment. We didn't know if it had been captured, but the name came through. And I want to ask you to bring your hands to your heart, and because it's more than just the energy of the name, it's what it means. And I do remember the energy of it, that it was really important that above everything else that we learned today, that this energy is now open again. And so I want to share this with all of you. And so as you bring your hand to your heart, you may even want to close your eyes and relax your breath. And the name is Astrularia. 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 And Astrularia, the first thing I heard was, it is both a greeting and a name. But here is what it means. Astrularia means the activator of the infinite nature of your own truth. The activator of the infinite nature of your own truth. Today, in the month where the truth will be revealed, in a moment where living in the seventh dimension is being called, we are being called, as many of us as possible, to spend more time there. We were blessed to walk between the dimensions, step into a seventh dimensional portal, activate it as it activated us, as we are now sharing that activation energy with you. And I invite you to really breathe that in. Astrularia. Astrularia.
Astrularia.
Whoo, and that this is the activator of the infinite nature of your own truth. It's like we are loved so much that we were given today this beautiful, beautiful tool that's saying, look, activate the infinite nature of your own divine truth. Go outside your own mind. Start remembering more. Come here into the seventh dimension. And here we have discovered Shambhala, Shambhulala, or Shambhulala, Lula, Lula, Shambhulula. I will get it right. But think about it. It's just, there's so much that's coming together. And it's been since that ceremony on the 10th, right? Where we were here activating on behalf of the world in this oneness energy. And then coming together on the 11th, Monday magic last night, the divine cradle, all of the information that was shared in lesson two of the Galactic Encyclopedia, we are crescendoing. Now, what are we crescendoing to? Two things. Number one, this Friday, please, with all of our heart and soul, be there. How can you join us at this profound ceremony? It is so easy. Just download our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. Go to Android, Apple, wherever, download the app. Make sure you have the notifications turned on. And on Friday, you'll get your link to get there. It's just that easy.
It's free. We welcome your heart forward participation as we gather together to magnify that which is emerging in the most positive of ways.
And this up-level moment is really important because it's our last opportunity to amplify. Remember, we're going to be moving the time. We're going to be working with the time again. Because of the 31st, remember that the Mercury retrograde is coming forward at the same time as this up level, and it is coming forward as the mirror of mirrors. Then we have the Navaratri, divine feminine energy, that will come forward to amplify that. That's going to keep going strong through the 26th. And then there we are, those 4 days of balance that bring us to the 31st. Remember that the energy of November and December is one energy. And I'll be starting to talk about that ascended numerology in another week, but it's one energy. And we are currently already pulling forward from the timeline. Our mastery presence, by the time this month ends, will be 18 months ahead. This is a moment where the universe is saying, you have an opportunity. This is the way you want to think about this is you're a time traveler that has come back in time to restore balance.
Yeah.
That's the way you want to consider this right now. You know, that's the moment.
Years ago, when we first were releasing ascension energy experiences, what some people call ascension symptoms.
The AAEEs, ascension acceleration.
And we've been offering these now for the last
16 years. Yeah.
What one of the ones we used to always joke about 10 years or more ago was, oh, time is speeding up. We all felt time is speeding up. And I'm here to say today, it's not time that's speeding up.
No.
You are speeding up.
It's your consciousness, your
you
abilities.
You are moving quicker, exactly. Faster. You are exactly. Healing. You are exactly. Evolving. You are your
all
momentum
over.
Of expansion is in the quantum zone at this time.
Right.
It's only your recognition of the expansion that's lagging.
So breathe that in. Really breathe that in. And, yeah. And so, Sri, we have some callers.
Well, we'll head to line 5.
All right, let's another first timer. There we are.
And say hi to Jonathan.
So Jonathan from New Hampshire, who wants to share an experience from our artifact sharing moment. All right, Jonathan, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, sweetheart. Well, welcome.
Excellent. Thank you. I was watching that video and I want to first say that, you know, this is definitely all a new experience for me. I started meditating, I would want to say about 6 months ago when COVID hit, and I wanted to look inside myself and try to figure out why the world's acting the way it is. And I opened myself up to different things, and I feel like I'm connecting to higher entities. I it's all new to me. But when you had that video up there, I couldn't explain it. It was just so powerful. It was just a moment, like you're holding that artifact up and you're explaining that there's these stones, maybe I think you were saying.
Yes.
There's a seventh stone or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was at that moment, you're holding it up a certain way, but I'm in my bedroom and I'm holding it as if it was a staff. And then you say that it was a staff. It's like, I knew it before you said it. And then I got that heart feeling. And it went through my whole body, and the whole body starts shaking. It was just a powerful energy. I don't know how to explain what took over me. It was weird. And I don't know if it's a channeling or what was going through, but all I kept on saying and repeating, I just couldn't stop myself. And I'm crying, I'm tearing, I can't control those tears, and they just come flowing. I am with you, I am here, I am with you, I am yes. here. And I just couldn't stop. I just couldn't, it just uncontrollably. And
yeah,
I just dropped to my
knees. Yeah.
And I just dropped to my knees, and it was so powerful. I just wanted to share. Thank you for sharing that video. It was a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for saying yes to you.
Yes.
You know, everything you're describing, sweetheart, is that you are ready to say yes to you. And the more that you relax and the more that you give yourself the gift of remembering you're in charge of this journey, the greater the gifts that you are unfolding. Thank you for that blessing. As we're running out of time, I can't think of a better way.
I want to offer one more.
Yeah.
First off, I want to give you a big hug.
Yeah,
and
really.
Thank you for trusting your own soul's wisdom.
Exactly.
The mind, the personality has a very limited educational experience
Absolutely.
Called this lifetime.
Yep.
But your soul is connected to the universe, and let it come forward.
You're not, this is not an accident. You're connecting for a reason. And that, right. that's one of the other gifts, right? Is that your mind is getting ready to go, wait a minute, this stuff's really real, right? Like this is, because you're getting all what I call this all truth chills and truth confirmations. And so the more that you are the master of that, the greater the expansion at a time when the planet really needs you. So thank you for saying yes to you. We love you so much. Oh, thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you for being you. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you.
Sri, my heart is just so, isn't your heart?
Yeah.
Right. And everybody, our studio, hold on a minute. I want you guys to see the studio audience. Okay, here you go. Studio audience, you're on.
You're not alone.
No, absolutely. Yeah. What a beautiful sharing. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Go ahead, Sri.
Oh, well, I think it's just a wonderful sharing to close this show, because we have 1 minute, and in that minute we can have a universe of love. We can have a universe of trust. And as we breathe together right now, I want to just offer my love to Jonathan and all of the Jonathans and out there, whatever gender or body you're in, because
absolutely
we are awakening and our minds are catching up. However, your soul does know the way. And as we relax our need to control, beauty abounds.
Download our app. Be there for this Up Level Friday night. And we look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sri and Kara Live right back right now. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.